Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freehan. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Freehan steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Robinson for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber bunts between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barber for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein strikes out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 0 in the game. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash bunts towards the mound. Barber juggles the ball. That's an error on Barber. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to third. Cash moves to second. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wirt bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline is walked intentionally. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Stanley moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, he's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Etchie Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Palfari takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Palfari moves to second. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Andy Etchie Barron. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is walked intentionally. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Palfari moves to third. Lau moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball towards right field. Kaline makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Kaline. Palfari tags and scores. Lau tags and moves to third. Barber tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Bellinger now playing second base. Larry Haney now catching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Norm Cash. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Trzaskowski moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Trzaskowski moves to third. Euler moves to second. One out. Jake Wood pinch runs for Ray Euler. Willie Horton pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trzaskowski scores. Wood moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Stu Miller now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wood scores. Stanley moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Dick Trzaskowski now playing shortstop. Jake Wood now playing first base. Fred Gladding now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Epstein strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.